Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are Life in the 805. We've got a great show for you today, and I'm so excited for all of you to be here. I do want to remind you of our morning show, and that morning show is from 6 to 8 every Saturday, where we talk about the brighter side of life with amazing guests. And I love all our guests. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Today we've got some amazing guests, and I'm excited to share them with you. Mimi Donaldson is in our studio. Welcome, Mimi. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for traveling all the way out here with us. And of course, you are one of the NABA winners. And not only that, because I know I'm going to have you back because I've got your book now. And of course, it's Pitch Perfect and Speak to Grow Your Business in Seven Simple Steps. Is this your first book?
No, it's my fourth.
Oh, gosh. How did I know that? Okay. I can't wait to talk to you. You got lots going on. And of course, Brenda and Lynette are here with us from NABO, and we're going to be talking a little bit with them. How are you ladies doing? Thank you for coming back.
Fine. Good morning.
Good. All right. And of course, today we've got Leslie Jackson on, and we're going to be from Theater League. And we're going to be talking about her role in Ragtime. And, of course, when we have somebody on, what does that mean? We've usually got tickets to give away. Lastly, we're going to be talking with Steve Yap, and he's the owner of Pods Tri-County. And they're going to be telling us about the Spotlight on Charity event this past weekend. Again, I'm so glad that you're here. We always like to start our show with a motivational moment. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. And of course, that's what it's all about. It's really about living within yourself and really owning that inner feeling of who you are. And I call it that inner view. You know, we all talk about we get interviewed by people, but what's the interview that you're telling people about yourself? So again, I do want to give out our phone number here. That phone number is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call in, leave us your name, your number, and let us know what you're calling about. Also, I do want to remind you that we have a podcast that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show that plays an hour after all of our shows here. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of the venues across. And if there's a business or kind of any event that you want that you would love to Kim Pagano Show to talk about or share with all of our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. And again, that number is 805-419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Some wonderful restaurants. Let's start off with Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood experience complete. Fresh fish, local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill is also with us, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Call for a dance and date night for you and your partner at House of Dance, 3007 Bunsen Avenue in Ventura. April 16th at Champagne on Main, Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair, 11 to 6 o'clock on the 400 and 500 block of Main Street in Ventura. Also, the Assisted Home Hospice Foundation is pleased to announce its upcoming Artini fundraiser on April 7th from 6 to 9. You can enjoy appetizers, art exhibits, and a silent auction, a whole lot more. And finally, Theater League presentation of Ragtime the Musical playing at the Fred Cavalli Theater, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Very, very fun, entertaining, March 24th through the 27th.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And let's just start off with tickets to the Assisted Home Hospice Foundation. And, of course, that is the Artini fundraiser on April 7th from 6 to 9. And that's up in Santa Barbara at the Women's Club, 670 Mission Canyon Road, Santa Barbara. I got a pair of tickets for somebody out there. There's going to be an art exhibit, silent auction, cocktails, live entertainment, and more. I'm sure you're going to want to go. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Mimi Donaldson, how are you?
I am good.
Good. Are you taking all your jewelry off so you could, like, leave it for me?
No. Oh. I know radio. I don't want to clank.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful jewelry. You're like, you look all together. I love that color on you.
Thanks.
All right. So tell us a little bit about, one, who you are, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, I am actually a longtime NABO member, National Association of Women Business Owners, 30 years a member.
Wow. 30 years?
I know, I was 10. I was 10.
Wow. Okay.
And I have been a member, and now I've been honored by being the MC for the Bravo Awards on April 1.
Wow. And are do you do a lot of emceeing?
Yes. I'm a speaker, okay, professional keynote speaker for the last 30 years, and a speech coach. So I coach people to speak about their business can get more business.
So let me ask you, how many of all these amazing women are not, how can I say, presenting their business in the way that they need to?
It's so interesting. Used to mentor. I called it mentoring because I didn't charge anything because I was making big money on the keynote circuit. And I would take all my NABO sisters in LA, my chapter that I live in LA, and I would help them write their speech because they're going . And I always say my goal is that you're as excited about speaking about your business as you are about your business. Because somehow that passion doesn't transfer. They start to speak about their business and they get really low.
Because they're not sure of themselves,
it's
correct?
It's the words. They need the right words. My thing is that if you have the right words, it'll give you confidence.
Wow.
And if you follow the listener's frame of reference so you see people nodding, that gives you confidence. About the right words. I think the words give you the confidence. You don't give the words. You don't have to have the confidence first.
So, Mimi, okay, I love what you do, first of all. I'm so excited to talk to you. But don't you have to be passionate about what you're doing in the beginning and be, no, not so much?
Passionate about some aspect of it. I mean, it's wonderful if your mission statement, actually, you get to work in it. Those of us who do are lucky. We call ourselves lucky. Some people need to make a living. And they're not going to be great speakers, but they don't have to be. But they need to draw in customers and clients. And speaking can do it in a way that websites and brochures can't.
I love it. That personal touch.
You show your personality.
Yes. So let me ask you, how did you become a speech coach?
I have always been a speaker. I was wanting to be a famous Broadway star.
I can see that. Okay, yes.
And I went to school, undergrad, and became a drama major at University of Iowa. Go Hawks. And then I went to London, England to study drama and learn how to do Shakespeare and learn all. And I went back to New York City and I did my first audition. I said, no, I don't want to be chosen. I don't need to wait around. I need to make things happen.
Ooh.
But I hadn't taken a test that said I was entrepreneurial. But I was. So I went to Columbia University and got my master's, because then you could get a great teaching job. And I did. And I've been teaching, in other words, speaking on the stage, but not having somebody choose me, I choose the job.
Oh, I like that. You shop for your own business opportunities,
yeah,
right?
Like
you know, it's interesting. I'm also a hair therapist, and I used to, when I bought my salon, by accident, I was telling this on our earlier show, I walked in for a job, but they were selling it, and they said, are you here to buy? And I was like, yeah, okay. You know, and I made it happen, right?
Fabulous.
And it was like, oh, my God. I literally had got out of school and said, I want to work in the top place, and ended up owning it. Love it. And then I thought, oh, God, how am I going to get busy? And so I went and I shopped for my clients. I went up to the most beautiful people and
said,
oh, my God, I love what you're doing. I would love to just help you out a little more. You compliment them, but you enhance what you do and you have to believe in yourself.
What you just did is my step one for any formula. You lead with the need.
So they're okay already.
But you're going to make them even better.
Okay.
They're fine already. And that's the only way people do anything is if they know they're okay.
Right, because you want to compliment them.
Exactly.
And you want to lift them.
Well, that's, you don't get people to change anything unless they feel they're okay already.
Oh, okay, great.
And
tip.
Then there might be another need. You lead with the need, which you did,
mm-hmm.
and then I can make you better. Hair therapy.
Hair therapy.
That's great.
I
love that.
See?
Because some of us are hair obsessed.
Well, you know what it is? And you know, I know this isn't about me. This is about you right now. But you know what? A lot of people have the same hairstyle that they've had since they were in high school, maybe even before that. And our lives aren't the same. So why are they not living where they are today?
See, that's a great step one.
Yeah.
That's a great opening if you were going to do a 10-minute marketing speech in front
okay.
of a chamber.
There you go.
Because if you say that, I started thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So anytime you can get the audience to go, that's true, she's right.
Oh, I like this.
See?
Okay.
Then
see?
You come up with your solution, which is your product or service.
And there you go. Well, I love it. For anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad you're here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are in the 805. We're talking with Mimi Donaldson and of course, Brenda and Lynette are here. We're talking about Nabo's MC for Bravo. And also she is a speech coach, an author. Okay. And I know I'm going to know you for a long, long time. You know, it's like one of those connections, but we want to invite you to Bravo. And I know that we talked about this on our morning show. Brenda, talk to us a little bit more about that, how everybody out there, that if you are we do have one man that usually always comes, right? I love
yes,
it, right?
Yes,
he's like one lucky
yes,
man, I'm
yes,
telling you. But
is.
But I'm telling you, this is a place where you're going to want, as a woman, to really connect with amazing women that are going to inspire you, not only inspire you, but really connect with you and in a really positive way. And I want to say, lift you up. That's what it's all about. We help each other to be better. And that's what I love about, you know, Nabo. And that's really what I've gotten such a great response with my show, is it's about that surrounding yourself with positive, amazing people and a support group. That's what it is. It's a support group, a universal support group. So, Brenda, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. If you want to be empowered, Bravo is the thing you must come to. It's next Friday, April 1st, and it is at the Sarah Center in Camarillo, and tickets go online, and there's a variety of different tickets available, and it's Nabo, VC for Ventura County, NAWBO.org, NAWBO.org. And earlier I had said $100 a ticket, and it's $90 for non-members. It's a great luncheon offered by Command Performance. And these women are so empowering, and you will walk away from this event a better person, and it will change your life and your business. It truly will.
There you go. And they're giving you tools. It's kind of like, I'm one of those people that I want you to leave with some of the things. I don't want to keep them all to myself. Just like you, Mimi, you're saying these are things that I've learned that helped me. And so we want to share those.
And I'm just really excited that Mimi is our MC, our Mistress of Ceremonies. It's a new format this year, and she is just really going to inspire us throughout the entire event. She's going to take us through the event and inspire us and introduce us to all these honorees. We've got some great honorees. Our Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year, Allie Anderson, who's been on your show.
That's
Lisa
right.
Rule was on your show this morning from the Acorn newspaper. Maura Rafsenberger, your Chief Simplicity Officer. What a great name.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you immediately. She's our NAWBO Member of the Year. I could go on and on. We've got 10 outstanding women that are being honored. Senator Hannah Beth Jackson.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have to be a member to be a winner?
You do not have to be a member to be a winner. And you do not have to be a member to join us. The 200-plus executives and community organizations and business executives and women business owners that will be joining us, you do not have to be a member. Certainly, it's a benefit to
join
NAWBO.
But I want to make sure that doesn't alienate any of my listeners that are listening right
That's
now
right.
so that they're able to be here. So, I want to invite everybody to this. And, of course, that is April 1st. April Fool's Day, right? April 1st, right? But you won't be fooled when you get there. And of course, Mimi Donaldson is going to be the MC. I can't wait to hear you because I already feel like dynamic coming from you, you know? I love it. And what do they say? Good things come in small packages?
Yes. We're eyeball to eyeball, Miss Kim.
I know we sure are. I love it. I love it. So let me, what does a speech coach do?
As I said, I did it for free because I called it mentoring, because I couldn't stand it that my women business owners, who could be such good speakers, and they were one-to-one, but when they got up in front of more than two people, it was all ums and ahs, and they didn't quite know what to say. So I started coaching them for free because I was doing big keynotes, making big money on the circuit, and it was a NAWBO member. They've always pushed me to the next place. That's what NAWBO does for you when you join. They just push you to the next place. After I wrote her award speech with her, 10-minute award, she was accepting a Woman Business Owner of the Year for Inland Empire. She said to me, you know, I would have paid you for this.
I love it.
I went, what? It was like, what?
Well, epiphany? Wait a minute.
It was like,
you know,
She goes, oh, yeah, it's so valuable. And this is what answers your question. She said, I came in here, I was dreading speaking. And now I can't wait to do it. You've given me a laugh at the beginning, a tear at the end. I cannot wait. And my family is going to be so proud of me because of this speech. And I went, yes, this is my next job.
Wow.
So now what I think, because my mission, my vision for the world is women equality for women worldwide, then my mission to help that is to help women find their voice. So they can have a say. Because if you don't have a say at the table, you're not going to equal.
And I kind of want to address that. Finding your voice as a woman. Okay, I'm very passionate about this. This is really how I started my show. And I started a women's support group probably 5 years ago. And I have 100-plus women. I want everybody to hear this because I really am passionate about starting it up again. But it really was just to empower women to live their best life, to be a part of this world. And so many, it has been a man's world, okay? But we as women, we're so multitasked. We're moms. We're taking care of everybody else. And we are so last on our list. And I want to empower everybody to make us first on our list, because if you know, it's almost like the airplane. If you take that oxygen first, you can help everybody, and we want you to help everybody. I'm not saying don't not help anybody, but what I want you to do is have that. And so again, I really want to just start this universal a support group and that we can all be a part of. So again, I know we need to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, stay with us. Mimi, will you stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, great. All right. And of course, we want to give something away. And let's see here. How about April 16th, Champagne on Main? We've got Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair, and that is 11 to 6, and that's on the 400 and 500 block of Main Street. We've got a pair of tickets for you, and I'd love to get those in your hand. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, a hilarious musical comedy playing now through March 26th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side. I'd love to throw some tickets out to my listeners out there. I've got tickets to Elite, and that is, of course, Uncanny Valley that's playing. And, of course, their website is elitetheater.org. I've got tickets to Rubicon, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. This is your last weekend to see that on East Main Street. And I've got tickets to Ragtime, the musical, and that is over at the Theater League. And, of course, that's March 24th through the 27th. Call us right now. I'd love to get those tickets in your hand right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Mimi Donaldson. We're talking with Brenda. And we're talking with Lynette. And we're talking about NABO. Of course, NABO's MC for Bravo. And of course, it's a great event. We want everybody to share in that. But we're talking with Mimi right now, Donaldson. We're talking about really your life as a speech coach. And now, so why are most of your, we talked a little bit in the break about why most of your clients are women. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for some reason, women have been told by their mothers or somebody that you don't have to toot your own horn.
Oh, now, that's a good one.
That's the, you know, my mother was mostly right, but she was wrong about that. Because men have no problem. Oh, in fact, the recent research that you might have heard of, really recent, is that men are bigger risk takers. We've always known that. And they'll try out for things they're not completely experienced in. So the research shows that if there's a job and it's got five things that you have to have, five prerequisites, if a woman has four of them, she won't interview. She'll say, well, I don't have the all five, because she thinks she has to dot every I and cross every T. And a man, if he has two, he'll go for the interview.
Really?
Yeah. He'll say, I got this. Because that's what they say. I got this. Because they think they can wing it and they can do it. You know, if they got two, they're there and their personality will win because they have confidence and they don't mind the risk being said no to. Women kind of are afraid of no. They don't like it.
We don't want to fail.
So, yeah. And the whole dotting your I's and crossing, come on. You got to kind of put yourself out there and you got to toot your own horn. So most of my clients are women because that's my mission. I want to empower them. Some of my clients are men, and that's great.
That's good.
It keeps me balanced.
There you go. So, Mimi, okay, so how can speaking grow your business?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. This is why I wrote a whole book about it, because it does five things that the brochure and the website can't do. Number one, it builds trust. In today's world, everything is transparent. And so if you are in front of a room of people, it means somebody has trusted you in control of that room. So you have immediate credibility and trust. The other reason it builds trust is that you're kind of naked up there. And you don't have anything to hide behind. There's no paper. And so number two, it reveals your personality. There's tones of voice. You can make people laugh. You can tell stories. You can't do that in a written piece. Number three, you can sell your products or services without hard selling. You can tell a story about a client who got value from your service, and it doesn't look like bragging because it's real. It's true. But then it makes you look terrific. And then number four, oh, I love this one. You can spread the word. Bring your cards. When you speak in front of a group, you're allowed to bring your cards and brochures and pass them out because you're speaking. And you'll never know where those brochures end up. I got a job from an aerospace company in LA to speak for their people because somebody down the hall saw a flyer with my picture on it on a desk a year after the woman heard me speak. But she always had it on her desk because she thought my speech was so funny and good and it was memorable. The guy says, do you know a good speaker for our management club? She goes, yeah, that person right there on the desk. It was on the desk.
Wow.
Weird.
That's great.
Now, you can't make that up. So that's crazy. Now, that's not going to always happen. Most of the time, they'll throw your stuff away.
But you know what? You never know because you don't know who you're talking to.
That's true. Or who they know.
And I totally agree with that.
And number five, it gives you a chance in front of a group, even if it's a group of two or three, to give value to get business. If you make a useful handout tailored to the needs of most of your audience, they keep it. They think it's a gift. And then human beings, when they're given something, are more likely to give you something back, which is their business.
Mm, I love it. All right. So, Mimi, talking about that, when was the first time you were an MC?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a great question. I'm going to speak for 15 minutes at the Bravo Awards. And I'm going to do a little speech about the six M's that successful women live by. Mm. And that, you know, the word begins with an M. That's why I call them the six M's. But the first time I actually MC'd was at the Tavern on the Green in New York when it was still there. It was the Women in Computing in the 90s. And it was like Hewlett-Packard was still around, Compaq was still around. All the women business, like the women managers, the VPs that made it to almost the top of, you know, IBM was there. And it was covered by the New York Times. And at that point, the reason they loved me is that I had this men and women speech about women shop and men buy. And I thought, these women are wearing little ties. They don't want to be women-y women. Oh. They're just, no, I can't do that speech about shopping. So I had to do research and find out the six M's. And I did the little speech and I MC'd in front of the New York Times and the cameras and all this stuff. And since then, I've MC'd a bunch of stuff with celebrities. But I won't I didn't cry at theirs, and this one I'll probably cry.
So let me ask you, do you ever stand up there? Do you still get scared? Nervous?
I only get scared. The last time I got scared is when a male took me by the shoulders and said they usually hate women speakers. This was right before
That's
I went
really
on.
That's really positive. No, yeah,
it's
right?
Just the only time I can remember being nervous in the last 10 years, he shook me and, you know, took me by the shoulders and said, they usually hate women, but, you know, good luck.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what? I was their first woman keynoter they had ever had there. I think they were life underwriters and they were mostly men at the at that point.
How'd you do?
I was fabulous. I mean, standing ovation, because I'm talking about men and women. I'm making them laugh.
And are you kind of a jokester?
Well, they're very planned out. I don't tell jokes, but situational humor is hysterical because you cannot make up stuff that happens in real life. I mean, and if you write it down and keep a file, you can find the funny in your business. And when you can make people laugh, they're buying because you're memorable. You've given them a laugh.
Mm. And is that what people are looking for, do you think?
A lot of people book me as a speech coach because they're good speakers, but they want to make people laugh. They've never done that. And there's something magic about that, especially we're in a golden age of comedy right now. So it's on the YouTube and it's on Comedy Central, is a full-time channel. I mean, people like comedy. They're into it.
So, Mimi, do you practice in front of the mirror?
No.
No?
I practice in front of people.
Okay, so you practice more.
It's all about eye contact with people. It's the more you can make it not about you and about it's all about them, the more they'll buy what you have.
You know, it's interesting. When I first started doing radio, I was like, this isn't working. I can't see everybody, right? That's why I have a full studio right now, okay, because I love people. And so I started calling my winners so I could just know who's out there. And now they call me and they're like, you know, oh, my God, I listened to you last night, you know, and so I feel like I know them now. So now I know who I'm talking to because you want to connect with people. That's what this is all about, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't care about you, really. And a lot of people lead with their story. Don't lead with your story. Unless you're a celebrity and they actually came to hear your story, they don't want your story. They want to know, why should I listen to you? What are you going to do for me?
I love it. So leave us with two tips that has really changed your life.
I really have to say NABO has changed my life. As I told you, it pointed me to the next step. In fact, one of the NABO members recently booked me, and she made me raise my prices. And I said, okay, I will after you. And she goes, no, I'll pay your new price. Do you believe that?
Wow, that's great.
You can't make that up.
She believed in you.
So two things they can do. Number one, go to NABOVC, NABOVC.org, and go to the first. That's a great introduction.
It is
April
a really 1 good,
next
yeah.
Friday lunch, great lunch, and 10 award winners who are going to inspire and teach you. You'll be taking notes. It's amazing. I love awards. A lot of us love award shows on TV. This is in real life. You will cry and you will laugh.
I love it. And you know, good going there. All right. Well, I appreciate you being here. I want to have you come back and talk about your Pitch Perfect book. And I thank you so much, all of you ladies, for being there. Again, let's give out their website. Is it nabovc.org?
Yes, NABOVC.org.
Yeah. And of course, that is April 1st. Yes. And tell everybody where it's going to be.
It's at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. And thank you, Kim, for having us on the Pagano Show.
There
yes,
you go.
Thank you, Kim.
You are so welcome. I love it too. I feel so warm and welcome there. And again, I'm so excited to be a part of NABO Women's National Association, Women's Business Owners. All right. And you don't have to be an owner. You just have to be a woman that wants to be inspired. And again, so I hope that invites all of you there. Our next guest is Leslie Jackson. And of course, she is from the Theater League's Ragtime. And we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Ragtime story and how it relates to today's culture. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Mark your calendars for the 5th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 17th at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. The festival will feature 2 stages of live jazz, plus wine, microbrew, boutique spirit, and gourmet food tasting. Shop an assortment of local artisans. VIPs will enjoy early admission and valet parking. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. 100% of the net proceeds are donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the other local nonprofits through 501c3, Sunrise Rotary Foundation. Kim Pagano Show is proud to be a sponsor. A great event for a great cause. Join us. That's Sunday, April 17th. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. Wow, we've got a big group here. And again, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, our next guest, Leslie Jackson. And we're going to be talking about Theater League Ragtime. Leslie, are you there?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Great. So tell us a little bit about what is the story of Ragtime?
Well, Ragtime is really, it's kind of timeless. It's the story of these 3 different groups, different like socioeconomic and racial groups represented by these 3 different families who are kind of the main characters of the show. Basically, their journeys in the early 1900s, turn of the century America, when a lot of things were changing, and they're all just trying to make better lives for themselves to kind of achieve this American dream or the American ideal at the time and be successful. And, you know, you kind of see their ups and downs and them having to learn to interact with people that are different than them, be it like racially by skin color or because they're from a different class. It's got some comedy, it's got some drama, some tragedy, a little bit of everything.
Okay. And now, so can Ragtime really relate to today's culture?
Oh, yeah. It deals a lot with issues regarding like racial prejudice, a bit with like the police brutality, which we've seen in recent events, unfortunately, tensions with immigration and, you know, like we're dealing with the refugee situation, as well as some issues with feminism and women kind of finding their own voice, which is incredible because it's something when it was written so long ago and it's set
and it still feels the same. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's still so poignant and relevant today.
Leslie, what do you play in the Ragtime?
I play Sarah. She is part of the African American Harlem group.
Okay.
And she is their lead character is Cole House Walker, and she's his love interest in the story. And she kind of ends up inadvertently acting like a little bit of a catalyst for the African-American group, the Latvian Jewish immigrant group, and the wealthy white New Rochelle group kind of to have to interact with each other and, you know, kind of learn to see how other people are dealing with life and their situations and understand them better.
Wow. Now, let me ask, I understand that this is actually your first national tour, right? Congratulations.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about who you are and who inspired you to kind of be where you are today.
Well, I was born in New Orleans. I grew up in Houston. And then I ended up going to Northwestern in Chicago for opera and a certificate in music theater. And I decided I really, really liked music theater. So I moved to New York after I graduated and just kind of jumped in, because that's what you have to do to start auditioning and everything. It can be really tough, but obviously it can be done. You just have to work really hard. And one of my biggest influences, I think, in music theater is Audra McDonald, who is amazing. And she actually originated the role of Sarah in Ragtime when it came out in 1998, I believe, on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's one of my major influences.
I love it.
Incredible singer.
Let me ask you, when you get out on stage and you're in the middle of your play, do you ever get nervous? Do you get scared? Do you think, God, how am I going to do this? Or what's your method of keeping your motivation?
Well, I think getting to tell this story to so many different people and across the country is very motivating, because it's so powerful, and I think it's really something that needs to be shared. I do get nervous because I've always had a problem with stage fright. It's not as bad as it used to be. But I think just really being focused on what you're trying to convey to the audience and the role you're playing, being in the moment of the show, just really helps you to just shut the nerves out and just do what you're there to do.
Right. And also the people that you're working with, right? I mean, it's kind of a team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The cast is great. We all get along really well. And yeah.
Well, that's great. Oh, well, I do want to say thank you so much to the Theater League. And, of course, we're talking about Ragtime. And, of course, it's going to be March 24th through the 27th right over at Fred Cavalier Theater in Thousand Oaks at the Civic Arts Plaza. And I'd love to give out another pair of tickets right now at 805-419-0008. And I thank you so much for being a part of our show to talk about it.
Of course, no problem. Thank you.
You got it. I look forward to meeting you over watching the show.
Great. I can't wait.
You got it. All right. Leslie Jackson at Theater League. And, of course, we're talking about Ragtime. And of course, we've got tickets for you. So call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaptation received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind everybody from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, we talk about starting your day in a positive way. And then, of course, from 2 to 3, our next guest, Steve Yap. And he is with... Well, the PODS, and that is the PODS 10-year of giving back. And we just had an amazing mega mixer, I guess you would call it, right? But it's a 10 years of giving back spotlight on charity. And welcome, Steve. Thank you so much for a great, great day.
Oh, Kim, thank you. Great to be on the phone with you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about who you are. And of course, you're the owner of the three PODS, the franchises that serve Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo counties. Uh-huh. And how did you get started?
Well, you know, we started it, and this is what the party was all about, 10 years ago. And it's a franchise organization that now has national coverage. But what it was a new concept to moving and storage, so that instead of having to rent a moving truck or a rental truck or having to drive your things back and forth to self-storage, we came up with the concept of taking the two most popular sizes of self-storage, putting them on the back of the truck, and setting them right in people's driveways right outside the garage door.
Wow, what a great concept.
Yeah, it's fun, and people have really, you know, caught on to it, and you load your things up, roll the door down, you can store right there, store in a storage facility, or we can move you anywhere in the country.
Wow, I love that. You know, it's interesting. I just lost my mom, and thinking of trying to clear all of her stuff out of her house, that might even be an option for something like that, correct?
Oh, it is. And we do it all the time.
Oh, really?
Where something like that happens, and then there's three kids, and we bring three containers. They load it up with what they're wanting, and then we ship them, you know, to Miami, Chicago, New York.
Oh, my gosh. And so then here's your stuff. It's in your porch, right?
You got it.
Oh, I love that. Wow.
Lots of fun.
Wow. All right. So we'll have to talk about that. But let's talk a little bit about that mega mixer. And of course, it was an anniversary overview of 10 years and of really giving back and all the great different, I don't know, I guess what you had, the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Casa Pacifica, mm-hmm. Food Share, the City Center Ventura Education Partnership for the partnership, the Ventura Neighborhood for Learning, Santa to the Sea Story of Fest, Art Walk and Veterans Stand Down event, and then the list of charities number over 70. Oh my God, how did you get all these people to be involved in this?
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and having left the corporate world and actually getting the business established inside a community, it's like your eyes are opened up for the first time at just how many incredible services they are. And here in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties, the service is an outreach, you know, covering everything from food to housing, veteran care, child care. The outpouring is just huge, and we made a decision. In year one, we simply didn't have money to write checks, and so we figured out a way to use our PODS containers to support people. And we've gotten up to we support in any given year over 90 nonprofits.
Wow,
we're doing about $110,000 worth of free services a year, and we just feel it's the right thing to do. And so what we wanted to do is tie that into our 10-year anniversary party, and we did. We just had it. It was called Spotlight on Charity. The turnout was just huge. We honored raised money for five of the over, you know, 70 to 90 nonprofits we support. And that was as you mentioned, Food Share, the City Center, Casa Pacifica, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County, and then the Ventura County Rescue Mission.
Wow, that's great.
But what really made the evening special is that we had 21 other food companies joining us as well, and supported the evening by bringing, you know, a sample. A nice opportunity for them to share with others what
they do, and yeah, and I love it. You know, Steve, I'm kind of right there with you. It is, as you know, for my radio show, it's hard to write that check, but as I could be a voice and you could be a spotlight, you know, that's what we do, and that's what our, I mean, I love that you have that same kind of mindset in mind.
Yeah, no, it was just great, and like I said, we had a huge turnout, and we're doing the final tallies right now. We're going to be getting checks out to everyone, to the five organizations. But, you know, just a big thank you for the entire community that stepped up and supported.
Well, I'm so glad that I was able to be a part of all that. And, again, Steve Yap, Pod's owner, celebrated his 10th anniversary. Let me ask you a question, because we always talk about the brighter side of life. When you first started, you mentioned, you know, that you didn't have money to start off with, right? So what was your strength in keeping your head up and continuing your growth?
Well, yeah, Kim, and I'm sure that you would hear this from most anyone that you'd answer that question, but it's just delivering upon what you promised. And, you know, we look at our business model as a simple one. Someone orders a Pods container, they tell us the day they want it dropped off and the address in which we need to do that. And that's all that we're trying to do, is just service expectations. We know that moving is a high stress time, and so we want to be, you know, their lowest stress point, the one thing that they know they can rely on that won't change during the day. And so it's really been through customer service and just an incredible team. Our original hires from when we came on are still with us, you know, 10 years later. And so it's just been that, and it's just great leadership here in the ground with Al Jonas, who runs our operation.
But wow.
It's just delivering upon what you promised.
Right. And what did you do before this? You said you were in corporate?
I'm sorry?
You were in corporate before?
Yeah, I was in corporate before. I had a 20-year career in surgical devices, running sales, marketing, new product development for companies like Johnson & Johnson and Bard.
Right.
Yeah.
So and so now is it more family?
Well, no, I own this with my brother.
Okay.
So there are two of us, but it is just simply, we're a franchise. We're one of 198 locations that cover the whole city. We wish we had come up with the original idea.
Yeah.
Because the original founder, he sold out a few years ago, and I think did very well. But,
there you go.
But we've been able to.
It's a great concept. It's a really great concept. Well, Steve, I thank you so much. I appreciate meeting you. And again, we had a blast at the Spotlight on Charity. And of course, I wish you luck, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Right, and Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
Great voice for our community.
Thank you so much. All right, we are at the end of our show, and gosh, we've had a great show. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Tom, thank you so much.
Always fun to be on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you so much. And not only that, is, you know, we really are just kind of stretching our wings and really getting out there. And again, you know, we want to just really have everybody be a part of the brighter side of the 805. And again, either email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We really want to share all of the great things that we are doing. And so we would love to do that with you. Give us a call. Share our show with everybody. If you missed any part of our show, you can go on our podcast, and that's iTunes/ The Kim Pagano Show. Like us on Facebook. Share us there. Of course, we will always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is, life is very interesting. In the end, some of your greatest pains become your greatest strengths. And with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, right here in the 805. And I look forward to talking with you next week. Do something great for yourself, and we'll talk to you later.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaption received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.